are Inside Mac.
For Wednesday, October 4th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. An independent research firm calls the iPod and iTunes combo second to none. Apple technology is being used in a school to help kids with difficulties. And trying to lose weight? Let your Mac help. Apple has received another glowing report as the independent research firm Zurich TTS is targeting an Apple stock price of $116 for the next 12 months. Even though Zurich is not a financial analyst, they are saying that Apple has successfully executed a change from being a computer company to becoming an entertainment company. They have analyzed each of Apple's strengths and called the iPod and iTunes combination second to none. They also believe that Apple will continue to aggressively protect its iPod and iTunes business because that section of its business is contributing to most growth, citing the iPod 75% global market share and 88% control of the global market for digital music with iTunes. A school in the UK has depended on Apple technology to help kids with behavioral, emotional, and social difficulties. New Rush School in Essex is filled with Macs, and they're hoping that they will help the children achieve their goals. Each child and staff member has a Mac notebook, and all classrooms have interactive whiteboards, and iPods are being used within the teaching syllabus. There have been many times when troubled children have been able to use digital technologies in creative ways, which help them move towards honest self-expression. Head teacher John Diabro said Apple's digital technology is proving to be such a wonderful aid to teaching and learning in our school. It encourages even those with the most severe problems to express themselves better and helps raise their self-esteem so that they want to go on and achieve even more. The technology also helps to boost teamwork, attendance, and interest. And even more help for students is on the way as Interlingua Educational Publishing announced the availability of its NotePods collection of audio downloads for iPods and MP3 players. NotePods sell for $1.99 each and help students with their exams and term papers. Students are able to download text versions of the summaries, which can be read on their computers or iPods, and they can also download a few full text versions of the books and plays. According to Jack Bernstein, who is the president of Interlingua, NotePods are audio summaries of books and plays by Shakespeare, Dickens, Austen, and other required authors that can be played on a student's iPod, MP3 player, or computer. They are being written by university teachers and recorded by professional actors, so they should be accurate, comprehensive, and easy to listen to. In addition, a test questions blog is being added to the NotePods website to help students review typical exam questions prior to taking a test. For more information, visit NotePods.com. The third round of My Dream App has begun, and My Dream App will be giving away free copies of the new iTunes library sharing application, MusicCast, for Mac OS X to those who vote. There are now 12 contestants remaining, and to assist voters this round, high-profile UI designers and icon artists have commented on the finalists' ideas. The guest judges include popular icon and user interface designers Adam Betts, Jasper Hauser, Bill BBX Bart, David Lanham, and more, with a shared client list including Microsoft, Disney, Motorola, and others. Visit MyDreamApp.com to cast your vote. There is a new device that claims to improve digital audio playback for iPods. Creative has unveiled XMod. It is based on Creative's X-Fi Extreme Fidelity audio platform, which improves the music playback quality of digital music files, including MP3, AAC, and WMA files. According to Creative's chairman and CEO, Sim Wong Hu, audio has been highly compressed, and the XMod will enable users to listen to their music with audio that sounds even better than CDs. The device connects between stereo speakers or headphones on either a Mac, iPod, or sound source. It improves the sound by converting the music during playback to the X-Fi Extreme Fidelity standard, which is a high-quality 24-bit surround audio. It enhances low and high frequencies while improving audio dynamics for cleaner, richer sound that, according to Creative, will surpass the original audio CD. In addition, the built-in technology can analyze tracks, identify and restore those parts of an audio stream that have been damaged during compression. It's scheduled to be released by Christmas, and the estimated cost will be about $75 US. Coming up, a tool to help you with your diet. It does everything but cook for you. It may even help you with that. Details when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Good morning, my good fellow. Welcome to Smith's Computer and Robot Repair. How may I be of service?
Yes, my Mac has crashed. Big time. I was about to save the annual report when...
Whenever my systems are not operating correctly, Tech Tool will always find the problem.
Excuse me.
Quiet, you platinum-plated nincompoop.
I'm sorry. You were saying?
Anyway, my Mac totally crashed, and if I don't get this data back, my boss is gonna freak.
If it were not for Tech Tool Pro, my memory banks would have been lost in...
Silence, you motorized monstrosity!
It is not necessary that I stay here and be insulted.
Wait, robot, don't go. Are you telling me this Tech Tool Pro software can save me a trip to the repair shop?
Affirmative. I kid you not.
Don't listen to him, sir. No software product can match the technical skill and computer savvy of Smith's Computer and Robot Repair.
Baloney. That does not compute.
So, robot, where can I get this Tech Tool Pro?
From Micromat in Windsor, California.
Excellent. Thanks for the info.
You are welcome.
Find out more about Tech Tool Pro by visiting micromat.com.
I need a vacation.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Excel Software has updated the QuickCRC, QuickUML, and QuickHelp tools for Windows and Mac OS X software developers. Capabilities include system modeling and simulation, requirements management, software design, code generation, reverse engineering, bug tracking, and more. The updates enhance user interface and productivity and add free trial editions. QuickCRC Windows 3.0.3 or QuickCRC Mac OS X 1.0.1 is used for agile modeling of object-oriented software using CRC cards. QuickUML 2.0.1 for Windows or Mac OS X implements UML models with code generation, while QuickHelp 2.0.5 for Windows or Mac OS X provides help authoring and deploying of application help on Windows 95 to XP, Mac OS 9, OS 10, and Linux. A single license for QuickCRC and QuickUML is $295, while QuickHelp costs $195 for Windows and Mac. A free download is available to customers with the latest major release at excelsoftware.com. Real Software has announced the availability of Real Basic 2006 Release 4. The new version of the application development environment is now universal and can compile applications in universal binary format. It also supports building applications that use file sizes larger than 2 gigabytes, extended 64-bit integers, currency data types, designing cross-platform application toolbars, and more. It also includes a drag-and-drop capability to enable you to quickly create a user interface design, then incorporate the code behind it to add power and functionality. Real Basic 2006 Release 4 is available now. Its price starts at $99 and is a free upgrade for users with a current update plan. Freeverse has announced an update to Lineform, the drawing and illustration program for Mac OS X. Now a universal application, Lineform is designed for artists looking for a more manageable and less costly modern alternative to Adobe Illustrator and was the recipient of a 2006 Apple Design Award. Lineform requires Mac OS X, 10.3.9 or later, and runs natively on Intel or PPC-based Macs. It'll cost you about $80, and a free demo is available. Visit freeverse.com for more information and also for the free demo. And lastly today, for those who are trying to keep fit, there is a tool to help you manage your diet. Calorie King has announced a universal binary version of Nutrition and Diet Manager 4, the application that tracks your dietary intake and helps plan meals. It features a database of over 50,000 foods, the ability to calculate exact calorie intake limits, and more. Users are able to record everything from how much they eat to the amount of exercise by using the food and exercise database and then track their weight over time. A personal profiling feature tells exactly how many calories that are needed to lose, gain, or maintain the ideal body weight. The new version allows you to track sodium, saturated fat, cholesterol, calcium, and sugar, in addition to calories, total fat, carbs, protein, and fiber. It also includes a new customizable diary, which is an easy way to record the nutrients most important to you. Nutrition and Diet Manager is available for download from Calorie King's website at calorieking.com and is priced at $45 US. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando. I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.